Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped on time. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Share your eBay stories and glories and all the other stuff with us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And speaking of Generation Z, I brought up some more research on it.
Yeah.
72% of current high school students want to start a business. They do not want to work for other people.
Of course not.
And they feel like hackers, not slackers. Since they're more jaded, they know life is hard and requires work. So this is good news.
Good news.
You know, 72% of current high school students want to start a business. I hope eBay is heavily involved in high school students. And I do know that they have done some things, like with the girls.
Yeah.
They do that program every year. And I hope they do it with more because, more of them, because apparently these kids, 72%, want to own their own businesses. eBay's a perfect place. Griff, we got an email, and by the way, if you can't call in to 888-RADIO-30 for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the air, and I'm going to read that email in just a moment. But first, it's time for our research report with Aaron Chow, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Take it away, Aaron.
Hi, Griffin Lee. Well, Mother's Day is just around the corner, and Father's Day is coming up next month, and right now we're seeing sales increases in a lot of the most common gift categories for these holidays. Now, you may not know this, but the weeks before Mother's Day are among the biggest shopping periods of the year, and Father's Day is no slouch either. And you don't have to sell jewelry or neckties to reach the extra shoppers that are looking right now. So here are three quick tips to help you make Mother's Day and Father's Day sales, well, whatever you sell. Number one, think outside the traditional box. A lot has changed in the last few decades, and Mother's Day and Father's Day have become shopping holidays. People buy gifts for mothers and fathers, sure, but they also shop for brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, even grandparents. And these days, women are wearing large watches and cufflinks, and men are enjoying gourmet cooking and crafts, so don't limit your keywords and marketing to the old rules that no longer apply. Number two, create new categories in your eBay store for these holidays. Take a look at your inventory, group things into Mother's Day and Father's Day piles, and then create categories for each holiday. Use your marketing outside of eBay to drive shoppers to these categories and make it easy for them to see all of your best options in one place. Three, pair his and hers gifts together. Mother's Day and Father's Day are relatively close together, and lots of people have both a mother and a father in their lives, so lots of shoppers appreciate the chance to shop for both people at once. If you have products in your lineup that can be paired into his and hers bundles, list them like that and promote these listings as a way to buy both gifts together. For five more tips to help you make the most of Mother's Day and Father's Day shopping, visit terapeak.com/eBay Radio. One word. Back to you, Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thanks.
We appreciate that. So we have an email from Ron Oilerman, and he's got an interesting issue here.
What's that?
He says, hello, I have a question. It could apply to a product in general, but in this case, it's model trains. A new product sealed in see-through bag. Once opened, its value is down 70% to 80% and cannot be resold.
Right.
If buyer opens it and wants to return it, the seller is at high risk for a loss. The usual market for model train enthusiasts know this and what they're getting. But the odd customer may try a return. Seller posts photographs of item, describes as no return in condition and description, or use a high restocking fee with buyer pay return shipping. Will eBay accept this as a non-returnable item and or restocking fee, and buyer pays return shipping? And how would this affect a TRS seller rating? Advice and suggestion on how to handle this situation. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, so Ron, is that our Ron?
That's our Ron, Oilerman.
Right, so Ron, you're looking at it, I think, the wrong way. I assume this happened once, right?
I don't know.
Or did it happen at all? Is it just something that they're, you know, the hypothetical, this could happen?
I'm not sure. I think it's hypothetical.
So was it, it's a collectible model train?
Yes, and it's sealed.
In the box?
Yes.
Right. So the first mistake you make is thinking that the item is worthless once it's been returned to you as an open box. That's just not true. You can always sell an item as new, open boxed. It may not bring as much, but it's not suddenly worthless, so it's
He thinks it brings the value down 70 to 80%. He said it could bring the value down 70 to 80%.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's true. I find it a little hard to believe, but I don't know if that's true. But it's not worthless. And how often does it happen, or has it happened? And just like you use the same mechanism that I've described before for mitigating the costs of taking returns in general. Yeah, you can, especially for items that are new in box, you can charge a restocking fee. I wouldn't try to make a profit on it. Try to make it as low as possible so to cover costs. But also remember that your single transactions are not what's important. It's the aggregate amount of your transactions over a period of time, say a fiscal year. Every business, let me make this crystal clear, because I see so many sellers that they're working themselves into a total hyper frenzy sometimes because they take a loss on an item and they think the world is falling around them. If I assume that you're in business, you're selling regularly on eBay, you're in business, you need to know that every business has the occasional transactional loss. Every business has this. So the point is not how do I survive this transactional loss, but how do you work it into your business so that you don't think about it? You know it's coming. You do your best to prevent it with good descriptions and good customer service. But when it does happen, it's absorbed into your business. It's not, you're not trying to run a business to take losses, but you absorb it so that you're not spending more than a nanosecond worrying about it. Because if you're spending more than a nanosecond worrying about it, it's not good for your business. I've seen this in 20 years of coaching and listening to sellers and answering their email, eBay sellers, that this is a perennial, issue where people say, what am I going to do if this happens or it did happen? Well, unless it's happening for a huge percentage of your sales, at which point something's definitely wrong. The occasional seller who opens the box and then says, I want to return it, but just accept the return back and try to, pull out of that one item as best you can and move on to the next sale. For new one, you can charge a restocking fee in situations like this. eBay provides the mechanism. So it doesn't have any impact on your ETRS to charge a stocking fee. Remember, I hear this also again. Oh, my ETRS, I'm going to lose it if XYZ happens. No, go to the site and look at seller performance standards so you understand the requirements. And one of the requirements does not state you can't charge a restocking fee or we're going to take your ETRS away. And then the final word on this is stop worrying about your business and start worrying about the customer. So here's a buyer who at least trusted you enough and took the plunge and bought an item. For whatever reason, they're returning it. How do I look at that customer? They gave me money once. They want it back now. Let's see if I can get them to give me money again. As opposed to what a lot of sellers do, which is, oh, really? Block. I'm going to block you. How dare you be dissatisfied with my merchandise? Block. I know it feels good. It's deadly for business. And, indulging in those kind of primal urges, like blocking a customer because they had the nerve to return something, even if you only do it occasionally, what you're not seeing is it's setting up sort of boogeymen in your mind that buyers are bad. I better be on the lookout. And it will subtly, almost unconsciously at first, color the way that you react with your customers. And it will have an impact on your business. I've seen it more times than I wish I had seen it, because I've seen otherwise good people fall prey to their own paranoia and fears about running a business and eventually aren't in business anymore. So that's why I'm here. That's why Lee's here, to prevent you from walking down that dangerous path.
Okay, now I'm going to duck before I answer. After I ask the question, I'm ducking.
All right.
What about if somebody were to put a little note when the person opened the package and there was a little note on it reminding them of your restocking thing if they open the model?
There's nothing wrong with that.
you know, a very nice note.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And that would remind them when they received it.
Yeah, you could say something like,
hey, you know, if you open this, you know.
I'll take it back, but there's a restocking fee. Because
exactly.
The art, as a collector of collectibles, you probably know this, so forgive me if I'm stating the obvious, but opening the box reduces its value. So I'm happy to take an item, this particular item, back. But remember, there is a restocking fee. You don't have to, like, lecture them. You just want to point it out. And there's nothing wrong
with
that.
And if you say, as a collector, you know, da-da-da-da. Yeah. Okay, well, that's a good one. You could do that. I understand the fear. But you have to let it go.
You have to get over it. Or you're just not going to be in business very long. It's a sad reality of being in business. And this is the truth no matter where you are. Some people say, well, you're more vulnerable in a marketplace like eBay because eBay manages the marketplace. Yeah. No, I'm not buying that. You can go open your own website. Let me know how that
works.
And
see what happens.
Let me know, given social media now, treat one of your customers bad on your own website and tell me how that works out for you.
Not well, I'm sure.
15 years ago, probably not such a big deal because there wasn't social media. But the one thing you have as a merchant, as a celebrity, as a public figure, is your integrity, your character, your good name. If it hasn't become apparent to you yet that the social media and the internet can be very effective at shaming somebody out of business, you need to start paying more attention. This open phone segment was sponsored by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. It's open phones, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 409.
Success on eBay doesn't happen overnight. Christopher Leslie is known on eBay as top-rated seller, man of vintage, all one word. One piece of advice for a successful business on eBay is to offer fast and free shipping.
And I also offer priority shipping as a discount. I figure if I'm going to pay for economy shipping myself, which is usually first class, $3, why not give them the discount on the priority and then only charge them $3 to $4 for priority? And when you do search, like as a customer, if you search for an item and you also ship priority, that bumps you up in search as having a lower cost of shipping.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where the host does his darndest, but life isn't always perfect now, is it? Here's
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, we've got open lines at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that open number is 888-723-4630. If you want to be lectured, this is the time, because I'm in the mood to lecture.
Oh, boy, because Ron's on the line with us from Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman 21. Hey, Ron, did you get all that? We were talking about you.
Yes, I did. And Griff, I want to thank you. That's what I was looking for. I'm starting to prepare my model train stuff that I haven't touched yet for sale on eBay. And that's the kind of information I'm looking for. So we treat it just like normal returns.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Okay, but there are some specific items like foliage, trees, and things like that, that once you open them, it has less value. And sometimes it's got 70% less value when you try to resell them. So, but that's a great suggestions, just what I'm looking for, and I want to appreciate what you. Boy, I'm getting tongue tied, Griff.
I appreciate
what you said. I'm going to use the buyer will pay return shipping on the open package, not model trains, not cars, because that doesn't deteriorate like soft goods, like, you know, things for foliage and building trees and things like that.
The
other stuff, that won't deteriorate. Maybe you get a 5% or 10% reduction, but that's it. And I've got almost $8,000 worth of new stuff that I purchased that I never used.
Wow.
And I'll be putting that up. So, I'm glad I got a hold of you guys before I started this.
Okay, did you hear what his idea about putting the note in?
Yeah, I did. I like that idea. I usually put a note in with every package, and what I'll do is on the model train stuff, I'll make me up a special little notice and insert that in the shipping slip when I sell an item related to trains.
So, Ron, I have I have two words for you.
Yep.
Vegas, baby.
You got it. And Griff, I'll take that out. I won't keep annoying you with that in there.
I'm not annoyed.
What is he taking out? What is he talking about?
Oh, no,
about?
He keeps asking me. It's a game where he keeps asking me, any date of when eBay is going to announce it? You know, and I can't pre-announce an announcement.
He can't pre-announce
it. I'll take it out, and I'll just wait for everybody else, Griff.
Oh, no, we don't mind you asking. It's kind of cute, and it reminds me to do a promo about it, too. Everybody that they have to meet us in Vegas. You must meet us in Vegas. The eBay Open 2017 is going on from the 25th. They're saying 25th through the 27th, but it's 25th through the 28th. There are a few things going on Friday morning, but I think last year, Griff, they were repeats of some of the workshops.
Yes, they were.
In case people could not go to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to be there from the 24th to the 28th.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So we'll have a good time, and gosh, we're looking forward to meeting everybody that we've talked with, and it's going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy it.
I told you, Ron, you're going to be a star.
I hope I don't make a fool out of myself.
You won't. You'll be fine.
If you do, you'll be right. You'll fit right in.
Okay, that's good.
All right, Ron. Thank you.
Thanks again. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. They are so excited about that trip.
Yes, they are.
He and Agnes.
I think that's amazing.
They can't wait.
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. If you'd like to give us a call, or you can click on that Contact Us button. Andrea from Mooresville, North Carolina, known as Pookie Ryan, is on the line with us. Hey, Andrea, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Griffin Lee. It's actually Tukey with a T.
Oh, it's Tukey Ryan. Okay.
Yes. Well, actually, I've spoken to you before as Homestead Bargains, and the reason I'm calling is I changed the name of my store and my username last week. And I'm just not sure, you know, I have a certain number of repeat customers and followers, and I'm not sure if there's anything that, else that I should do.
What have you done?
Well, I just changed my username, so I'm a little concerned with maybe, you know, losing repeat customers. I have followers. I just didn't feel that Homestead Bargains really represented my brand. I picked that name when I first started selling just, like, books and things.
Sure.
My maiden name was Home, so I just thought, you know, whatever. I just picked a name, but I never liked it.
Right.
So what did you change
it to? Is there anything
else
that I should do?
No, I'm Brian. Yeah, and I wouldn't worry about this. So lots of people change the user IDs, and they don't see their business drop off. You may have some followers, but remember, if they're followers for the first 30 days, they'll see you. They'll continue getting. Did you change your store name or your username?
Both.
They'll still end up getting your newsletter if you send one out. That's a smart one to do. And
right.
Most people shop on eBay via inventory, not by seller. So I don't want to denigrate the hard work a lot of sellers do branding their stores and marketing. That's fantastic. But the vast majority of your buyers will still find what you're selling because they're looking for items and they'll search for them.
Okay. And what about Google search? I'm not coming up with that.
Right.
We'll talk about that more. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation. eBay Radio will be back with its second hour after this short break. Thanks.
Any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer, Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.